This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
President says vote twice.
Send in your ballots, but you go to vote.
Handcuffed, hooded, and pinned down.
When I saw the video, I was very, very, very upset.
The virus and the holiday weekend.
We're going into Labor Day. Wear your mask.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Mail-in voting starts tomorrow in North Carolina, first in the nation. And President Trump went there yesterday to mock the process, and in doing so, urged supporters to test the system, doing what amounts to committing a crime. Here's CBS's Ben Tracy.
President Trump told his supporters that if they vote by mail, they should also then go vote in person.
And then if they tabulate it very late, which they shouldn't be doing, they'll see you voted, and so it won't count. So send it in early and then go and vote. You can't let them take your vote away.
In some states, you can ask for your mail-in ballot to be invalidated. But intentionally voting twice is fraud and a felony in most states and could lead to chaos at precincts on Election Day. And now Attorney General Bill Barr is following the president's lead, sowing doubt over mail-in voting.
But elections that have been held with mail have found substantial fraud and coercion.
Despite the fact that five U.S. states have used mail-in ballots exclusively for years with few problems.
President Trump has signed a memo directing officials to look into possibly defunding cities like Portland, New York, and Washington, D.C. Video's just been released from a deadly police encounter in Rochester, New York, back in March, 2 months before the George Floyd killing. In this case, a black man died of suffocation after his arrest. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Get on the ground.
Police body camera video shows Rochester officers ordering a naked Daniel Prude to lie on the ground in the early hours of March 23rd.
Don't move, all right, man?
The video shows Prude yelling and spitting.
Give me your gun, I need.
As he sits completely naked and handcuffed on the ground, police put a white spit hood over his head. An officer appears to push Prude's head into the pavement.
Try and kill me.
Prude stopped breathing and EMTs performed CPR as he was taken to the hospital. Prude died 7 days later. Daniel Prude's brother, Joe, is calling for the police officers involved to be held responsible for his brother's death.
You hear him. Don't kill me. That was a sign right there for y'all to let up.
In the San Francisco Bay Area, a police officer responding to a shoplifting call has been charged with voluntary manslaughter in the shooting death of a black man inside a Walmart 5 months ago. Officer Jason Fletcher tried to grab a baseball bat from the man, used his taser, then his service weapon. Nancy O'Malley is the district attorney.
Officer Fletcher's actions, coupled with his failure to attempt other de-escalation options, rendered his use of deadly force unreasonable.
The family of the man who was killed, Stephen Taylor, says he was suffering a mental health crisis. Well, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden goes to Kenosha, Wisconsin today, 2 days after President Trump went there to praise police and inspect damage. Biden will meet with the family of Jacob Blake, who was shot by police, and he'll hold a community discussion as calls mount for the officers involved to be charged.
Let the judicial system work. Let's make sure justice is done.
And Biden indicates officers should be charged in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor in Louisville. The CDC director is calling on all states to have COVID-19 vaccine distribution sites fully operational by November 1st, just 2 days before the general election. The FDA chief has denied a vaccine is being rushed for political purposes. Former FDA scientist Dr. Jesse Goodman.
We have safety, effectiveness, quality, good logistics and distribution system. Safe and effective vaccine can save lives. But that's a tall order to come up with in the remaining time before then.
Well, the baseball world is mourning Tom Seaver, the Hall of Fame pitcher who died at 75. In New York, Seaver helped turn the Mets from laughingstocks to World Series champions in 1969. And by 1985, at age 40...
Seaver has become the 17th man in the history of baseball to win 300 games.
Baseball writer Bill Madden says Seaver was a power pitcher with a purpose.
He was ingenious about his ability to figure out batters' weaknesses and then pitch to them. All of his catchers have all said that Seaver was the smartest pitcher that they ever caught.
Seaver, who was called the franchise in New York, died from complications of Lewy body dementia and COVID-19. The Congressional Budget Office says the federal budget deficit is projected to hit a record $3.3 trillion, thanks to big government spending to fight the virus and support the economy. That means the federal debt will exceed the size of the economy next year, a milestone not seen since the years after World War II. The Department of Homeland Security is defending a decision to withhold an intelligence report that accused Russia of trying to portray Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden as mentally unstable. CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
DHS is pushing back against claims it buried an intelligence bulletin warning the Russians were targeting Joe Biden. The July document said there was a Russian scheme to promote allegations about the poor mental health of Biden, of which there is no proof. But it was never sent. The Democrats are concerned the Trump administration is blocking the flow of key intelligence on election interference to benefit the president.
Facebook says it will stop accepting new political ads in the week before the November election. CEO Mark Zuckerberg tells CBS News he's intent on stopping misinformation ahead of the vote and afterward, too.
We're going to take this seriously and make sure that people aren't declaring victory and saying that any kind of ongoing counting of votes is evidence of a rigged election or anything like that.
In the wrestling ring or in the movies, there's not much that can stop Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Hollywood's highest paid actor. But in an online post, he reveals he, his wife, and two kids were slammed by COVID-19.
I am happy to tell you guys that we as a family are good. We're on the other side. We are no longer contagious, and we are, thank God, we are healthy.
Johnson calls it a real kick in the guts, and he urges his fans to wear a mask. Food insecurity has increased in the pandemic, with more than 50 million Americans facing trouble. CBS's Jim Axelrod takes us to New Jersey's largest city, where a program helped by large donors is serving up hope.
Newark Working Kitchens pays 25 restaurants here to keep their doors open, stoves on, and employees paid, cooking for those who need food most.
Thank you.
It's one of those win-win-wins that is really worthy.
Don Katz is the founder and chairman of Audible, the audiobook company headquartered in Newark that has spearheaded fundraising for the program, kicking in seven figures itself.
It's only since April, and 400,000 meals and 25 restaurants and 10,000 residents needing food getting touched by it.
There you go, my dear.
Jim Axelrod, CBS News, North.
That's the CBS World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.